Inside a Woodlawn warehouse, Zachary Green turns off the lights and we see very bright floor striping that illuminates a safe way out of the building.
So with this, it's literally like having light push up. And you can see over here, we even have our stairs that are even coated with this material so you can see each individual stair.
Green hesitates to call it glow in the dark, saying that sounds cheap and novelty, but he does call it that when explaining how this use of photoluminescence is changing the way people, including firefighters, are finding their way around in dark buildings.
Glow in the dark technology has been around for literally 100 years. And about 15, 20 years ago, there's been some real breakthroughs on making this technology glow brighter and longer. And we basically took that new technology and took it to another level.
That other level is illuminating firefighters' equipment and making sure people can see safety signs even if the electricity goes out. There are three types of luminescence: the chemical kind, used in things like glow-in-the-dark necklaces, bioluminescence, demonstrated by lightning bugs and fish, and the kind Green uses.
Our products are photoluminescence, which are basically crystals that when they get light, they then emit light out.
They emit light after absorbing photons. Throughout the day, the products are recharged with light.
We're seeing afterglow up to 80 hours on some of our material from just a couple seconds of light.
A couple of years ago, Green, a volunteer firefighter in the Cincinnati community of Wyoming, began thinking how he could use photoluminescence to help firefighters.
So as a firefighter goes into a dark room like we're in right now, you and I wouldn't have any idea if I'm standing in front of you, if I just fell through the floor, if I passed out, or if there's 10 of us in this room or one of us in this room.
Wyoming Fire Chief Steve Owens adds another perspective.
When you fight fire, the building gets packed down with very black smoke. And when it gets packed down with very black smoke, visibility is zero. So 100% of the time, you are feeling your way through the building. You are not able to see what you're doing.
Green figured out how to embed the pigment into high-grade silicone to make a band for firefighter helmets. It was a hit with his own department, and now the bands are worn by 60,000 firefighters in 25 countries. Chief Owens.
It not only helps us see tools and see each other, it can actually illuminate a small area enough to where we can look under beds or look in closets and have a little illumination while we do that, which is very helpful in terms of trying to do a search and find a downed victim.
Green is now taking the technology to a new level: safety signs and floor striping. With his own version of Shark Tank, he's raised over $1 million to market and produce the signs. He says no batteries or electricity are required, and the brightness meets state building codes for exit signs.
This is the greenest, literally and figuratively, technology that's out there because we're not powering up any backup generators or batteries. This literally is stealing light and then giving it back to you for free.
Green and his company, Emanate Foxfire, have also sold his product to sports arenas, including the Bank of Kentucky Center. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.